But in Erev Shabbos, it's Daniel Eisenberg with the Daily Aliyah, with the Erev Shabbos Lechem Mishnah double portion. I apologize for the lateness. Hopefully some people can have a chance to hear it before Shabbos, or after Shabbos, that's also fine. So in Parshas Bamidbar, Shishi Aliyah, we have basically a mass Pidyon HaBen for all the Bechorim. Because what happened is that we counted up the Levium. The Levium are replacing the Bechorim in their roles in representatives of Klal Yisrael and the roles in the Mishkan, the Beis HaMikdash. So they need to be redeemed. The problem is that there are more Bechorim than Levium. So we replaced the 22,000 Bechorim with the 22,000 Levium. But then we don't have anything to do for the surplus of 273 Bechorim. And so they are each redeemed, and wouldn't you know it, with five shkalim, similar to the five coins that a Pidyon HaBen is actually done with. And that is what the main thing that takes place in Shishi, this redemption and the trade-over of Levium and Bechorim, which is an interesting topic to look into. As far as an interesting comment, just to lay it out really what Chazal are telling us about that role, what it was supposed to be ideally, what changed during Makas Bechoros, and then what changed again by Cheta Egel, where Levi stepped up and took the role. In Shvi, we transition to a slightly more in-depth discussion about the three Levitic families, Gershon, Kos, and Merari, though we're going to save part of this, most of the discussion of Merari and Gershon for next week, Parshas Nas, so that's how it starts, and we'll probably discuss it then, because that's really what Rishon is talking about. So we'll just mention now that what happens in Shvi is it talks about the role of Kahas. And this is going to be a second census of the Levium, but this time it's a more... I guess the word is practical regarding doing the avoda of the Levium, which is, so that's why it's not going to be from a month old and on, but rather it's going to be specifically 30 until 50. It then goes on to speak about their particular role, which was taking the kalim of the Mishkan, the covered kalim, including the Aron, and they would be the ones to carry it to the Midbar. And there's a warning in at the end of Shvi, Al tachrisu ashevet mishpachos akhasi mitoch alavi. Don't let them have karis. Don't let them be cut off. And I think the Midrash even states that they had a shorter lifespans in general. The average age of a kasi lifespan was shorter than that of his cousins, due to this great pressure of carrying the Aron. And Midrash Rabbah speaks about the milos that Kahas had over other Levians, the really tremendous milos, and still they managed to remain very humble. It would seem that Korach might have been the exception, or maybe at first he wasn't an exception, but he became an exception, as he had great aspirations and thought that he should actually take the role of Moshe or Aaron. And of course, humility is a mark throughout the all the Torah, but especially, you know, this Parsha's Bamidbar. Chazal tell us one of the ideas of a Midbar is that it's a symbol of humility. That's why the Torah is given in a Midbar. It's also a reason why the Torah is given in Har Sinai, right? Because, as the Midrashim say, so it was a small mountain, but also a sign of humility, which is also the reason that the person who gives the Torah is Moshe Rabbeinu, about whom Hashem says that he's anav ma'od mikol ha'adam, that he's the most humble person to ever live, and that's, we even call it the Torah's Moshe. Of course, Hashem appears on the sneh, the lowly thorn bush, as opposed to any other tree, for the same idea that someone can only receive the Torah if they're humble, and they can only receive the Shechina if they're humble as well. And as we enter Shavuos, we're trying to be makabel the Torah. We're looking forward to that. So humility is absolutely key, that you cannot possibly learn if you don't believe that there is more for you to learn. So it's just something we should be zocha to internalize the messages of the Midbar, of Har Sinai, of the Sneh, of Moshe Rabbeinu, and internalize this and be makabel the Torah properly. Have a beautiful Shabbos and a good Chodesh.